6th Monitor, at the end of a week of increased fighting in Vietnam. We'll have a report on an American effort called Operation Manhattan in this half hour. I'm your host, Ted Steele, ready to begin things with the cheerful sound of Julie Andrews and Thoroughly Modern Millie.
There are those, I suppose, think we're mad. Heaven knows the world has gone. What we think is chic, unique, and quite adorable. They think he's odd and sudden and memorable. But the fact is, everything today is thoroughly modern. Check your personality, everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality, it's not insanity, said Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. In a rumble seat, the world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and that tango dance they wouldn't allow. Now it's like permissible. Goodbye, good goody girl, I'm changing and how. So beat the drums, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie. Now
sports. Roger Williams has always been good with his hands, whether it's been in the ring or at the piano keyboard, and he still uses a punching bag to relieve tensions. A report from Monitor's Burl Womack in Savannah, Georgia.
Roger Williams, your music reflects a variety of musical tastes. It almost audibly says, here's a fellow who likes a lot of different kinds of music. What about sports?
I'm particularly interested in boxing because I did quite a bit of it myself. I like boxing, basketball, baseball, football. It's a very relaxing diversion for me.
Mm-hmm.
I would almost rather play those things than watch them, though. I like to get out and play with the kids whenever I can.
Now, you referred to your interest in boxing and your experience in boxing. Didn't you at one time hold a title?
Well, in the Navy, I did, yes. I boxed quite a bit in the Navy through high school. When I got into college, I didn't box anymore. But I've always liked boxing. When I was a kid, being a musician kind of spelled sissy in my neighborhood. So I had a pair of gloves on ever since I can remember. And any time a kid came up and started that sissy baloney, why, we'd have a tangle. Sometimes I got beat, but he knew he'd always have a fight anyway.
Right. Roger, as you know, the popularity of professional boxing has slipped a great deal in recent years. What do you think is the reason for that?
Well, I don't know. I think it's a shame because I think boxing is one of the greatest sports in the world. I think that it has saved the world probably great many criminals and people that otherwise would have gotten into all kinds of trouble. I know there are deaths in the ring. I know there are permanent brain injuries. But let's take the automobiles off the highway if we start talking that way. And I worry when they say they want to ban boxing because I think it's a great sport. I don't think there's anything better than watching a couple of kids with a couple of pillow-sized gloves in there fighting. They have a great time.
One more question, and this one has perplexed more than one parent. How do you get a kid who's artistically inclined, interested in sports or athletics? And how about the sports-minded kid who isn't interested in anything else? It seems in some instances that never the twain shall meet.
I think that with your children, you should expose them to a great many things. Now, I'm going to expose my boy to Little League Baseball. But I'll be darned, if he doesn't like it, he's not going to have to play it. I think this is a form of tyranny, too, on the part of a lot of parents who say, my boy has got to be a sports hero, and doggone it, I'm going to make him that way if it kills him and me. And if my boy wants to play the piccolo, and he trips around the neighborhood playing a piccolo, I'll scratch my head a few times, but I'm going to back that guy up because I know he wants to be a piccolo player. I want to expose my son to sports, to music, to art, to good books, bad books if he wants them, and I want him to make the choice.
Thank you very much, Roger Williams, for these rather astute observations. You're a real sport. This is Bill Womack for Monitor Sports.
And here's the sport Roger Williams plays best, piano. His latest, Love Me Forever. At 16 before the hour, you're 1 minute away from the music of Henry Mancini on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, answers your questions.
WNBC, the big voice of Big Town USA, keeps you in touch with Big Town. Where, when the city began to cut 2nd Avenue through St. Mark's Graveyard in the Bowery, the mysterious midnight tolling of the church bell could only be explained by a broken length of rope found hanging under the belfry. Its matching half in the burial vault of Peter Stuyvesant, last of the Dutch governors. Big Town, USA.
Checking your car can make for a safer life, but there's another checkup even more vital to your well-being. That's a regular annual medical checkup and chest x-ray. A physical examination is good insurance for a longer, healthier life. Be as good to yourself as you are to your car. Remember, feeling well is not enough. Take the advice of your Tuberculosis Association and arrange to have that checkup today. For free information, call your TB Association or write TB Box 37, New York.
Two for the Road on Monitor, played by Henry Mancini.
Wander through the world with me, and any place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. Two for the road we'll travel down the years, collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs. In summertime the sun will shine, in winter we'll drink summer wine, and every day that you are mine will be a lovely day, as long as love still wears a smile.
Battle in Vietnam this week was for control of Strategic Hill 881 North. But while that fierce fighting was raging, other action continued. NBC News correspondent Jack Russell reports on one with the name Operation Manhattan.
Operation Manhattan has a bigger objective than just killing Viet Cong. American infantrymen are searching the vast jungles on both sides of the Saigon River, north of the capital, for the rice, the uniforms, and the weapons that make it possible for the enemy to fight. Charlie Company, 2nd Battalion, 28th Regiment, 1st Division, is on a search-and-destroy patrol. But the soldiers are not thinking much about their objective. They have more immediate fears.
What do you think of this operation today?
Well, this operation is just like the rest I've been on so far. Not too much difference. We go through the jungle looking for Cong and his hideouts and rice caches and so forth. And it's not too much difference, I guess.
What have you run into so far on patrol today?
We run into a lot of booby traps and mines. And we took one casualty, that's all.
What's your name, by the way?
My name is Robert Norwood.
And where are you from in the United States?
New York City.
Thank you very much.
Go!
What was that, by the way?
That was a booby trap right there, sir. The types of booby trap they've been using has been connected to a vine so it wouldn't be noticed easily as it would with a wire.
Was anybody hit down there?
I believe so. medic is taking care of them now.
Six men were wounded, including the company commander. Five soldiers were flown out by helicopters to an army hospital where surgeons will remove the shrapnel from their bodies.
How bad were you hurt?
Not too bad. Just a little scratch in the stomach and the leg here.
Did you trip over a wire out there?
I'm not sure. I think the wire was tied to a tree and they tried to break through it and it went off. First man didn't get it too bad, but the second one took most of the full blast.
For some soldiers, jungle patrols and booby traps are a new and frightening experience.
How do you feel moving through this stuff?
Pretty nervous, huh? Moving through it.
How many have gone off like this today so far?
It's the second one.
How many are hurt back there?
Two got hurt, one now. It's three all told.
Lieutenant Jesse Hickman of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, took over command after his company commander was wounded slightly.
Jones needs one bad. And I'll take on the column from here. Notify Dauntless.
They got another one?
I want you to notify Dauntless 6 that I'm taking over command out here, sending Charlie 6 back to the Hoff area. He doesn't need to be evacuated, but 1-6 needs to work on him.
Lieutenant, you took over after the captain was wounded in the booby trap.
That's right.
How do you rate this patrol this afternoon?
It started off to be more or less of a very successful patrol with all the findings that we were making. We found approximately 700-pound bags of rice. As you noted there earlier, we ran into the booby traps, sort of slowed us down today. However, I do feel that tomorrow when we go in there, we'll make the one of the largest catches of this operation. I just hope that we don't have the same problems we had today when we go back in there tomorrow.
Do you think the men are nervous now that they've run into so many booby traps?
Naturally, they're a little bit concerned about their own safety, but they're trained in such a manner that they overcome this very quickly, and they're soon to get back to their normal operating ways. I'd say probably around 2 or 3 hours from now, they'll never know the incident even occurred.
You forget things that quickly out here?
You have to if you want to go home.
Jack Russell, NBC News, reporting for Monitor from Operation Manhattan, South Vietnam.
An on-the-scene report from South Vietnam. Now here is Monitor Music. Nancy Ames sings My Storybook.
My story starts happily. Boy meets girl, you and me. Soon a wonderful affair's begun. Lots of loving every night. Perfect pair. The end of chapter one. Now my story's moving on. Summer's here, winter's gone. Lots of plans for what we're gonna chapters 3 and 4.
of us are trying to pretend. Lots of tears, lots of lies, one broken heart, and no goodbyes. And that's the end.
On Monitor, your host will be Henry Morgan, and you'll hear comedian Bob Newhart in a serious discussion of the business of being funny. Also, Robert Ryan, the actor, voices some opinions on the American theater, and you'll hear about new words in the dictionary, everything from A to ZZZ. Some of them may surprise you. For instance, do you know what chutzpah means, huh? Tune in tomorrow and find out. And hear regulars Arlene Francis, Chet Huntley, Kurt Gowdy, Mel Allen, and Joe Garagiola. That's Sunday Monitor with Henry Morgan. Music by Don Costa, former guitarist with my band who used to fall asleep on the bandstand dreaming about arrangements. I think it paid off. That was Ilya Darling. Monitor heard on radio, the People's Choice, celebrating National Radio Month in May. I'll be back after all the latest NBC news on the hour. Your Saturday Night Monitor host, Ted Steele.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor.